opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yesterday, kids trick-or-treated at the White House. Yeah, Trump only gave the kids candy if they promised to investigate Joe Biden.
Which I think is a hilarious joke.
It really is a funny joke.
We got a text here from somebody in California. I don't know where in California, and it could be, well, really anywhere in the state. 10 days without power of the last 22 days. Nearly batting 500.
Wow.
10 days out of 22 with no electricity.
Wow. They speak beautiful English for a North Korean.
Yeah.
Oh, you said they're in California.
Mm.
That's fantastic. A lot of good stuff to squeeze in this hour. If you haven't heard the tape of Barack Obama shooting down the woke crowd, it's really absolutely terrific. Game 7 of the World Series, upcoming. So exciting, so tense.
Do you have a rooting interest at all?
I've been going back and forth.
Mm.
I can't decide, so I'm just enjoying the baseball, honestly. It's funny, I start rooting for one team, then the other team does well, and I'm like, yeah, I just love baseball, I guess. You've got the Islamic State mole.
I'm rooting for Houston, and anybody who roots for Washington is a bad person.
That's a good point. The mole that led us to Baghdadi, the guy who grabbed a pair of his underpants just so we're sure it's him.
Al-Baghdadi.
That's a heck of a... Well, thank you, sir. Thank you for your service.
They got Baghdadi's underwear so they could prove the DNA. It said they had the underwear and a blood sample. I don't know if those two things went together. I hope not, or he should have seen a doctor.
I wonder if the mole was Elizabeth Holmes.
Oh, jeez.
With just that single drop of blood, I can tell everything we need to know about Al-Baghdadi.
Very handy.
I don't believe that to be true.
Nothing counts so much as blood.
I'm running late. Before I go, do you want to pet my wolf?
No, it's not a... It's the damn dog.
Down, not
a wolf.
Easy,
you're
fella.
A psychotic.
I don't know if we'll get the full story because, you know, they want to protect sources and stuff like that, but the mole that gave us Baghdadi, did he contact us or did we get to him?
Well, that's an interesting question. It said that a family member of his had been executed by ISIS or Baghdadi himself. I don't remember, but and this guy helped oversee construction of Baghdadi's hidey hole house. So not only did he know where it was, he knew where the locks were, and he had a copy of all the keys.
How thick the cement was.
Sure. Yeah, where the most vulnerable spot was. He happened to be a guy who hated Baghdadi, so. Thank you kindly, sir. I hope that doesn't end up being one of those guys who can't get a visa to come to the United States like some of the Afghan translators.
The reporting is, and you never know, but the reporting is they got him and his family out.
Good.
Immediately. And that he's going to get all or part of, that's a rough sentence, the $25 million bounty on Baghdadi's head.
Ah.
I would hope it's a lot.
Oh, well, I think he earned it. I mean, if that guy doesn't get it, who would?
Yeah.
You had to walk in there, shoot him, and carry his body out and deliver it to the local military base, dead or alive, Clint Eastwood style? I don't know. In the so-called impeachment hearings, and I don't say so-called because I'm necessarily defending Trump on this, but they're calling it an impeachment inquiry. They could easily call it Jimmy the Inquiry or an inquiry into the nature of God or whatever. An impeachment inquiry is not an official thing. It's just what they're calling it to get more attention on cable news and the news media. and it's working. A guy came in and he said some stuff. Other people are saying that stuff is not important. Some people say that stuff is clear evidence that Trump needs to be impeached. Some people object to him being there at all. So we will update you as these things develop. But trust me, you will not lose a step, unless you're crazy into this stuff, by not drilling down into this guy's testimony.
With this new vote tomorrow, will these hearings start to be out in the open?
Yes, to a large extent, yes. Or at the very least, we'll get the transcripts. But it's still not an impeachment because there are no articles of impeachment, and indeed it's not even a hearing to decide on the articles of impeachment. It's just what it is asking a bunch of people what they think of Trump and what he's done and whether it's been bad. And go ahead. Hold your hearings. That's fine. Let's see. Scrolling along, I wanted to talk about that. Oh, the border continues to be the border, and the Trump administration is working to close immigration loopholes. Immigrations and Customs Enforcement took in 970,000 people along the southern border in the past year, more than double the previous year's total. According to the CBP's acting commissioner, I remember at one point being told by somebody who seemed to know what they're talking about what the batting average is for catching people trying to get across the border, because it's always apprehension figures.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like trying to describe how much shoplifting there is by the number of people caught. I mean, it's a highly imperfect way to figure that out.
Or maybe when we're always mocking Marshall or anybody who gambles when they're telling you how many times they've won. How many times did you play?
Right.
You won by catching the bad guys. How many people, do we have any idea how many people tried to get across and didn't get caught? Do we have the slightest idea?
Like I said, I've heard that, but I don't recall what the number is. We're trying to arrange a long-form podcast with a gent who probably would know that number, and we'll delve into that, because the border thing in immigration is still a crisis. It's still a situation, but there's no air for it, as they say in the media business, which is quite amazing, because there was no air for anything but that. What was it, 4 months ago? And the whole children in cages thing and all, wasn't that the only thing that mattered for a while? That's gone out like bell bottoms, which may be back in. I don't know. I don't out this opinion piece in the Washington Post, Why America Needs a Hate Speech Law, by one Richard Stengel. It is one of the most loathsome and dangerous pieces of garbage I've ever read in my life. We have it posted for you at armstrongandgetty.com. I would love to write a reply and ask the WAPO to run it. I know I don't have time today. I probably won't have time tomorrow.
Don't have time to stand up for free speech today.
Well,
maybe tomorrow.
I don't.
We'll get to that tomorrow.
But it relates rather directly to the Barack Obama tape we made reference to a couple of minutes ago, and we'll touch on that stuff in the hour to come.
Yep, and I'm going to bring you the story, if you haven't heard it yet, of how they're using computer technology in schools for bathroom passes, if you haven't heard this. And we got a bunch of people in schools weighing in on either that's crazy or this is why we have to do it. And it's pretty interesting. Yeah, come to your kid's school. They have to log into their Chromebook to try to get authorization to go to the bathroom.
And they have actual air traffic controllers, but for kids going to the bathroom.
Yeah, it's something. Well, it's the modern world, and maybe there's a reason for it. Stay tuned to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you comfortable running ahead of the pack? Can you handle taking educated risks? If you answered yes, then investing in cryptocurrency is definitely for you. Cryptocurrency is not a fad. Major banks, financial institutions, and popular social media sites are all introducing their own currency. Cryptocurrency has all of the features of gold, plus the speed and flexibility that today's investors demand. Never before have people been able to change their economic status so fast. Cryptocurrency represents the largest transfer of wealth our generation has ever seen. When it's time to make the leap, make Noble Gold Investments your first choice. Noble is a household name in the gold and precious metal space. Our experts have been advising investors for over 20 years. Noble Bitcoin can help you add major cryptocurrencies to your retirement savings account, or you can easily roll over a portion of your IRA. Make Noble Bitcoin your first choice. We'll complete the paperwork in under 5 minutes. Go to NobleBitcoin.com. That's NobleBitcoin.com. NobleBitcoin.com.
Hey, it's Heidi Summers.
health and wellness expert. I get so many emails, texts, and calls from listeners about CBD Labs oil, and they all ask if CBD Labs oil really works. They hear on the radio the great success stories of CBD Labs and want to know if it'll work for them. I always say, if you're going to use CBD, whether for your knee, back, shoulder, or other problem areas, the only one I recommend is CBD Labs, the gold standard in full-spectrum CBD. It's a miracle product. CBD Labs oil goes to work fast and provides relief and comfort, delivering the results we all thought were nearly impossible without a prescription. So if you have problem areas, call now and take advantage of the free bottle offer. Remember to tell a friend or loved one about CBD Labs oil, and they will thank you.
To get your free bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-2712. That's 800-605-2712. Free bottles for a limited time. Call now. 800-605-2712. 800-605-2712.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Benship brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Finally, I saw that Walgreens is opening up 100 Jenny Craig outlets inside their stores. It's pretty cruel making people walk through an aisle full of Halloween candy before going into a Jenny Craig.
That reminds me, and I've probably given away the punchline, but we're downtown San Francisco late at night. What night was that? Monday night. And walking around, and I'm hungry. I haven't had sushi in years. Mm. I love sushi, but my wife hates it. Mm. And with my kids, we don't ever eat out. And I haven't had sushi in years. Maybe once in the last dozen years. And I really wanted to, and I was hungry. You know where I got my sushi?
I do not.
Walgreens.
Oh, boy.
They were selling sushi at Walgreens. Same place I got my toothpaste.
I don't know if you can call that sushi.
Oh, boy.
Same place I got my toothpaste and my deodorant, I got some sushi.
Oh, boy. How was it?
All right.
About like you'd expect?
About like you'd expect.
Yeah, okay.
Like any sushi you did expect to get at a pharmacy.
Wow.
So I brought you this story earlier. I had no idea this was going.
It's probably worth mentioning you have bought a shirt at a grocery store.
I have, yes.
So
they had
you
one
just
for
don't
sale.
Get stores.
I don't know why
you
they had a...
You don't understand stores.
I don't even remember... Well, I never did know why they had a shirt at the grocery store. They have that... There's a little place back in the corner of all grocery stores that they got, like, dented and, like, and
right,
stuff like
yeah.
that. And there was a shirt hanging there, and it was my size.
Yeah.
It was a decent-looking shirt, and it was like $1.
I remember. It's a good-looking shirt.
So
yeah.
I bought it.
Right.
And, yeah, that was my grocery
just
store.
Just out of curiosity, do you walk into pet food stores and demand the sports equipment, or... Just out of curiosity.
Looking to buy a car.
Yeah.
We got a tennis ball, but it squeaks. You want that?
They're at the donut shop. Why no car tires? Where are the car tires?
Washington Post with this story about technology in schools I didn't know. So they showed one particular school where if you want to go to the bathroom in that school, you're a sophomore in high school and you need to go to the bathroom in your history class. Either you actually need to pee or you're bored and you want to go cruise the halls. You apply on your Chromebook. You go into a little thing, an app, and you apply, and then it gets approved somehow. And it also cross-references other people who have applied to go to the bathroom to see if any of the people you might get in a fight with or smoke with or have sex with or whatever, to see if they're out cruising the halls to go to the bathroom sometime.
Really?
And then it either puts you in a list to decide whether or not you can go to the bathroom. It's
like
all computerized.
They're enforcing the RICO statute or something. Wait a minute. Jack Armstrong is a known associate of Joe Getty, and they're both applying to go to the bathroom at the same time.
What we have here is a clear, coordinated case of bathroom abuse.
So I thought that's really weird. Is that something we need in modern society? We've got a couple of texts about that from people in the know in a moment. But here's more from that article that I thought was interesting. Here's a mom who was recently notified that her 11th grader was using a program called Thrively at school, which asks students to take a personality assessment and then uses the answers to determine their strengths, recommending careers or skills they should learn. Her son had used it, so she asked the school, "I'd like to opt him out, and I'd like to see a copy of the data that the company is collecting about him, and for the company to delete any information about him." Because she was completely unaware her kid was doing that. That's
right.
Part of this article is your kids might be using a number of different computer programs and apps,
yeah.
feeding them all kinds of information that you don't even have any idea.
Keeping in mind that the vast majority of apps exist purely to collect your data and sell it.
Right. And they keep
they
it somewhere.
They don't need Candy Crushed. There's no compelling desire for uncrushed candy to be crushed. It's either advertising or selling data.
So she asks the school, "I'd like my kid to opt out of this, and I'd like to know what data you've got on him, and I'd like it to be deleted." First, the principal suggested she speak with the Thrively's CEO so that they could directly address their concerns. "As a parent, why am I having to go through this? Why is the principal of our school on a first-name basis with the CEO of a company who is collecting data about our kids, and if I want to end it, I have to talk to the company? Why am I involved in this at all?"
That's a perfectly legitimate question.
It
well
absolutely
put.
Is.
Yeah, well put, ma'am.
I need to pay more attention. I know my kid's got, I don't know, like 5 different things that he logs on to. He's working on his homework assignment over the weekend, and instead of having a notebook or a piece of paper and writing the paragraphs, he goes into Google Docs and registers with his thing and gets in there and does his paper on there. But I don't know whatever else he's doing or what other information is involved.
Yeah,
I don't have
the
idea.
A couple of super popular turn your homework programs, apps, networks, whatever that schools use these days.
Uh-huh. But anyway, back to the bathroom thing, which seemed a little odd to me. Hi, Jack. As a teacher, I think all of this is a result of multiculturalism. The bottom line is that the chances that your child's teacher and the school community belong to the same culture is practically nil. We are at each other's throats. No one trusts the school or the teacher to do the right thing by his or her child. This and the potential for great lawsuits, you mix that with the schools in their no-decision zones, and everything has to be based on these inflexible rules. Teachers and principals hate this. It makes the teachers and administrators look like idiots, but they're responding to the times. So you're trying to take the teacher out of the equation of yes, you can go to the bathroom or
right.
not.
Little Johnny's always right. I'm always a victim. I'm always angry. Right. Yeah, I get that.
Look, your kid says he's got to go to the bathroom five times every day, and he's just cruising the halls. How dare you?
Right.
He's got a medical condition.
Exactly, whether he does or not. Who are you to tell me how to something or other?
I work at a local high school, and one of our issues is the kids are vandalizing and vaping too often when they leave the classroom for bathroom.
The old V and V.
And isn't that, shouldn't that be settled the way it used to be settled? I don't know. You figure out who did it, and you punish them in some way? What's with the applying
so
on apps?
Well, yeah.
Is that to have a paper trail for litigation?
Yes. Or discipline or what have you. You got to chip each of these kids, put it right in their neck. It's the only way to cut down on the V&V.
Boys, 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 just a few things about the bathroom. The same kids that are out of class every period, they often have horrible grades. And when they're out in the hallways, they're disruptive to the other classes, not to mention what goes on in the bathroom, hanging out, smoking cigarettes, smoking weed, vaping weed. The boys will take entire rolls of toilet paper and try to flush them down the toilet. The girls will try and take the mandatory free feminine hygiene products, color them creatively, and stick them on the walls, or occasionally take them and throw them in the classroom. Oh, yeah, I forgot there's also the sex. I teach at a middle school, and I can only imagine what's happening in the high schools.
Oh, my gosh.
Also, I forgot to mention the fires they set and the fighting.
So, you know, widespread delinquency, to cite the old term. We've lost control of the schools. There is no longer buy-in from the parents that you will obey the authorities at school, and so they've lost control. Again, we're crumbling as a society. We've peaked, and now we're declining. Perhaps we'll find another peak at some point down the road, but there's just no arguing that we've crested the mountain and are heading downhill.
And I got to bring you this story.
I mean, for God's sake, we were talking earlier, life expectancy is dropping in multiple different ways. You got young people having shocking increased rates of heart failure. Yikes.
I do want to get to the story this hour of the Southwest Airlines pilot who had set up a camera in the bathroom, had an iPad that he was looking at while he was flying the plane to watch you all go to the bathroom. You freaking weirdo.
Wow.
But some of the quotes from the story are kind of entertaining.
Wow, that's just so crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you're going to be a perv, I mean, I can understand being a perv, but that kind of perv in that setting, in that way, what is the matter with you?
I'll never understand why anybody wants to see somebody else's bathroom habits. What's coming up in your news, Marshall?
Well, California's battle against wildfires continues as a million people still deal with having no power.
Kim Jong-un is laughing at you, California.
We got a chilling interview with a former ISIS fighter about the death of Baghdadi and more about the Baghdadi mole coming up and a new warning for all of those living in coastal cities.
Fantastic. We got this text. Wouldn't it have been funny if the Giants were in the World Series and they couldn't have played the games because there was no power? I don't know. We also got this text, witches get stitches, which I found, if you were listening earlier,
You're an idiot. But you made me laugh really hard.
That's kind of funny. Oh, and if you haven't heard Barack Obama on woke culture, it's worth hearing. We'll play that for you again this half hour. We played it a little earlier and enjoyed it.
Right. And some examples of why what he says is so true and so important.
Witches get stitches. Stay tuned. Armstrong and Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, it's Heidi Summers, health and wellness expert. I get so many emails, texts, and calls from listeners about CBD Labs oil, and they all ask if CBD Labs oil really works. They hear on the radio the great success stories of CBD Labs and want to know if it'll work for them. I always say, if you're going to use CBD, whether for your knee, back, shoulder, or other problem areas, the only one I recommend is CBD Labs, the gold standard in full-spectrum CBD. It's a miracle product. CBD Labs oil goes to work fast and provides relief and comfort, delivering the results we all thought were nearly impossible without a prescription. So if you have problem areas, call now and take advantage of the free bottle offer. Remember to tell a friend or loved one about CBD Labs oil, and they will thank you.
To get your free bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-3136. That's 800-605-3136. Free bottles for a limited time. Call now, 800-605-3136, 800-605-3136.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Kunda for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash, located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Mayan Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples, your mom's curly hair? What makes us, us? Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code, on display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Boy, this is jazzy music. I'm looking forward to Game 7 tonight. I hope it's a close game. That's what I'm looking forward to. News now with Marcia Phillips.
Well, firefighters are finally getting a better handle on the Kincaid fire that's burning in Northern California wine country. Cal Fire is saying containment doubled overnight to about 30%, and it looks like the winds are calming down a bit there. In Southern California, though, word is the new wind-driven wildfire near the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library has grown to more than 400 acres since it started just before dawn. Meanwhile, power is still out for at least a million people in California, the state's largest utility now coming under fire by Governor Gavin Newsom, who is promising to crack down on the for-profit utility companies in his state.
We have new oversight, a new director, chair of our Public Utilities Commission, and I can assure you the days of being cozy to these three utilities is over.
Days that you led and your buddy Jerry Brown led and have been led by the Democrats now for a couple of decades, those days?
I don't know if Gavin was actually thinking of running for president. I can't believe that he wasn't, especially, you know, if Biden continues to falter and the field's wide open. But he can't now.
No, he's ruined.
The Elizabeth Warren people, the Bernie people, let alone Republicans, but the other Democrats would dig into his past and things he's said and people he's known with PG&E and hang this millions of people in the dark around his neck.
Oh, yeah.
His presidential aspirations died with these electrical outages, I think.
Really the only upside.
The death of ISIS leader al-Baghdadi was undoubtedly a victory against organized terrorism, but it is unlikely to slow it down. And, in fact, it may provide fuel to the already crackling fire. ABC senior foreign correspondent Ian Pennell interviewed Mohammed Hasek. He's an Islamic State fighter. He's in prison in northern Iraq. During the interview, Hasek offering a rather chilling insight into the mind of an ISIS operative. When he was asked his reaction to Baghdadi's death, well, he said,
I don't really care because these people, they don't also don't care. How much Baghdadis you kill, another one will pop off. How much you kill, another one comes. This is the game they play. And the Americans play this game, and the Islamic State plays this game.
That's fine. We'll just kill y'all then. That's fine. No problem. We're on it.
So it's known as a war of attrition.
Yeah.
Then Pennell goes on to ask Hasek,
what's your favorite kind of sandwich?
Well, he's not.
Ham? That's surprising.
Least favorite Halloween candy.
How much you kill?
Yeah.
Where's he go?
He's not there. Reaction?
That sounds similar to his last question.
Yeah, this is going about as well as al-Baghdadi's day did.
al-Baghdadi. Yeah.
I remember after bin Laden got killed wondering and hearing various people speculate as to how much damage that did to the organization.
Right.
Depends on the organization. You can have a CEO leave a company and it doesn't make any difference. You can have a Steve Jobs leave Apple and you're a different company then.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends.
Meanwhile, the ISIS mullah was present in the house where Baghdadi was holed up and killed, is apparently going to be getting a reward. New details emerging about the top secret operation. Sources telling the Washington Post they had an informant inside his inner circle providing crucial details, including the location and layout of the safe house. An official telling the Post the mullah had turned against the Islamic State after one of his relatives had been killed by the group. And now Kurdish sources are telling ABC the mole was present during the raid and critical to the successful U.S. mission.
I heard that and the fact that they snatched him up and brought him to safety and the rest of it. And I thought, wow, that had to be a daring operation. Did he have a signal or a hand gesture or what? And then I saw the rubble of al-Baghdadi's place.
Yeah.
Which was, I mean, that was like not recognizable as it was a dwelling.
Right.
Just a pile of rocks and debris. So how'd they get that guy out? Wait for us at the southeast corner of the kitchen. Wait, am I good at directions? Click. Oh, no.
Right.
I mean, how? Why? Well,
unbelievable.
I'm sure that's disclosing methods and tactics.
Unbelievable stones on this guy. I always go back to the quote from The Usual Suspects. How do you shoot the devil in the back? What if you miss?
Right.
There's a lot of scenarios where this does not play out well at all for this guy.
Oh, yeah.
We do have a new report that says by the middle of the century, an estimated 150 million people who now live on land will be below the high tide line.
Research. So they'll drown.
But what about all the other people who will have beachfront property now?
Yes.
Glasses half full.
Come on, Mr. Downside.
Research by the Climate Center published in the journal Nature Communications shows that by 2050, rising sea levels could affect three times more people than previously thought. People in many of the major coastal cities, again, will be underwater. And that's within the next 30 years, they're saying.
What if I just put, like, those pool noodle things around the base of my house?
You're fine.
That should work, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
There you go. That's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
Dayton, Ohio will be Atlantic City.
Good for Dayton.
Atlantic City ain't so good at being Atlantic City. Give Dayton a chance.
Did you hit us with a year on this? When is this supposed to happen?
2021.
2021. Yeah.
Next spring. 2050, my ass. That's not going to happen.
2050
no,
is what
no
they're
way.
Saying.
No way.
Well,
all right.
They say a lot of things, yeah. Don't they?
Yeah, call me when you guys are running low on pool noodle floaties.
Will I be around in 2050? There's a chance.
To carry the one, it's possible. Yeah.
Well, if it doesn't happen, I will figure out where you are, Marshall.
And hunt me down.
And I'll say, you are wrong. Click, assuming there's still phones.
Yeah. I would suggest if the water is over your head, you head inland. You know, people of the future. best to preserve this show, Hanson, for the people of the future. If you find yourself inhaling water, head inland.
Oh, yeah, the Armstrong and Getty Time Pod. We'll put it together for the future.
2050. No way. That'd be something, though.
Or, yeah, or way. I don't know. Whatever. Figure it out.
I don't know what you're going to. What am I supposed to do? I don't know. What am I going
to
do?
I'm supposed to be really worried about it, or that little Swedish girl will yell at me again. Stop yelling at me.
Armstrong and Getty.
Let me ask, do you have discomfort or problems with your knee, back, or shoulder that makes it hard to live your life and do simple things like work out or even go for a walk? Hi, I'm Donna Taylor, founder of CBD Labs. If you're one of the millions that suffer with discomfort, you really need to try CBD Labs, the gold standard in CBD. CBD Labs is full-spectrum CBD, tested in FDA labs and goes to work in just minutes. My knee and shoulder discomfort was so frustrating I had trouble moving around. So we researched CBD from the hemp plant that contains no THC and created the most concentrated CBD product available. It works so well, we guarantee it. Problem solved. So call now to find out how to get a free bottle of CBD Labs. Oh, yeah, we also created an ebook on everything and anything CBD that is your free gift.
To get your free bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-8842. That's 800-605-8842. Free bottles for limited time. Call now, 800-605-8842. That's 800-605-8842.
Will Curry, Chief Strategy Officer at Pure Talk USA, is here to tell us how easy it is to switch to Pure Talk USA and save up to 50% on your monthly cellular service.
Pure Talk USA believes in being straightforward without any gimmicks. We're a no-contract wireless service with the same great coverage at half the cost of the other carriers. Our CEO and chairman is a U.S. Army veteran with over 30 years of telecom experience. We have plans that fit everyone's needs, starting at just $20 a month, including unlimited talk and text. Your plan just depends on how much data you need. We're so confident you're going to love Pure Talk USA, we offer a first-month risk-free guarantee. Switching is easy. You can even bring your own phone, or you can choose from one of our Apple or Android devices we have in stock. Plus, we offer free two-day shipping on every order.
Check out PureTalkUSA.com now to save 50% off your first month, or dial #250, say the keyword Pure Talk. Dial #250 and say Pure Talk. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text from Pure Talk USA.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to
vehicle wraps to sandblasted demurals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 244th birthday, Sunday, November 10th at the Wind River Casino and Resort. All are invited to attend this year's ceremony, which includes dinner and dancing, and enjoy the traditional ceremony, including presentation of the birthday cake, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, missing in action remembrance, the pipes and drums, and music to dance to. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595 for invitations and more information. The 244th United States Marine Corps birthday. Hoorah!
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
This idea of purity and you're never compromised and you're always politically woke and all that stuff. You should get over that quickly. The world is messy. There are ambiguities. People who do really good stuff have flaws. One danger I see among young people, particularly on college campuses, Malia and I talk about this, but I do get a sense sometimes now among certain young people, and this is accelerated by social media, there is this sense sometimes of the way of me making change is to be as judgmental as possible about other people. And that's enough. Like if I tweet or hashtag about how you didn't do something right or used the word wrong verb, or then I can sit back and feel pretty good about myself. Because, man, you see how woke I was? I called you out. Let me get on TV, watch my show, watch Grownish. That's not activism. That's not bringing about change. You know, if all you're doing is casting stones, you're probably not going to get that far.
Well said.
Obama.
That's right. That was Barack H. Obama. I think that was beautifully said. We spent some time earlier this morning talking about this opinion piece in the Washington Post by Richard Stengel, former editor of Time, author of a book called Information Wars, current MSNBC commentator, which tells you a lot of what you need to know. But he wrote an editorial in favor of hate speech laws and reigning in the First Amendment. And, you know, I'm not going to redo the rant, but it's absolutely repugnant. It's dangerous. It's disgusting. It's horrifying. His arguments are the sort of weasel word-filled strategies that always lead to, we will decide which speech is allowed and which is not. And that which is hate speech, obviously, will not be. Jack hit us with the absolutely beautiful example of where critical race theory comes into that equation.
Well, yeah, the theory is that if you are not in favor of Elizabeth Warren's health care plan, you are a racist by definition, because our health care system disproportionately makes life miserable for black people. I don't think that's even true. But even if you believe that, so you have to support that policy or it's racism. Well, racism is clearly hate speech. There's nobody argues with that.
Right.
That crowd anyway.
And
so
Richard,
there you go. You can't criticize that policy.
Because that's hate speech. Now, Richard Stengel might say, no. That goes too far. I'm just talking about obvious I hate blankers, you know, whatever. But here's the problem. There's a Stanford mob blocking students from hanging Ben Shapiro speech posters, physically blocking them or tearing them down, defacing them. And the hall or the RA, resident advisor, posting a woke message in its place instead. Or you have a Canadian feminist, a library, activists gathered outside and tried to prevent her speaking because they believed her opinion was hate speech. And they felt very, very strongly about it. You people who are asking for the right to police speech are the last people on earth I would allow to police speech. You're the worst at it. The very people who would be the most wise and benevolent in policing speech have zero interest in policing speech and would never accept that responsibility. Like, uniformly, you're going to love this. So at Stanford, which is allegedly one of the great universities on earth, although you want to run into a couple of guys, well, good luck running into a couple of guys who believe in education and learning but despise the idea of an elite university more than us. Good luck finding them. Anyway, dear the dorm community, we, the dorm staff, care about you, your feelings, your physical and emotional health. You matter and are welcome here in the space. We welcome and center the voices that some may wish to specifically marginalize and target. In that way, we support black people, people of color, non-binary folks, LGBTQIA folks, Muslims, and Jews. People from diverse backgrounds learning and flourishing together is what makes this place special. Thank you for being you. You are a star, and don't let anyone tell you you're not. Please reach out to any of us if you need to talk or need us to support you in any way. That's from a resident advisor who tore down the Ben Shapiro speech poster and put that up in place. The speech, by the way, part of the university's speech series where people with varying ideas come in and share their ideas and the rest of it. Those are the very people who claim they have the wisdom to decide which speech is allowed and which is not. Richard Stengel, you are a voice of oppression and evil.
So you got a Southwest pilot. He needed to go to the bathroom. A flight attendant for Southwest Airlines says in a shocking new lawsuit that she caught two pilots streaming hidden camera footage into the cockpit from the airplane's bathroom.
And your folks on the left of the plate, you get a nice view of a man's bear honey as he urinates.
She alleges in her lawsuit that she discovered the sick surveillance during a 2017 flight from Pittsburgh to Phoenix, the perviest of all flights. At some point during the flight, the pilot, Captain Terry Graham, good to have your name in print. As long as they spell your name right, it's all good publicity,
that's
right?
Right, that's what they say.
Asked her to come to the cockpit so he could go to the bathroom. Nothing unusual about that. That's a policy in planes now. There's got to be at least two crew members in the cockpit at all times so somebody doesn't go nutso and crash a plane or something, I guess. So you're going to bring in a flight attendant who doesn't know how to fly the plane? What's she going to do? Help!
Bash you over the head.
What was unusual is what she says she saw when she got to the cockpit. She noticed an iPad on the windshield He had it right in front of him, so he's looking out the windshield with an iPad right there. You can stare at.
Sure, it's like those little cup holder things that hold your phone up for you.
Exactly.
Right.
Showing a live stream video playing on it of him in the bathroom.
Whoops.
So she's watching him in the bathroom while she's in there and say, wait a second.
Wait a minute.
I see what's going on here.
The captain's co-pilot, Ryan Russell.
As long as they spell your name right, Ryan. This is all good publicity for you, Ryan Russell.
The captain's co-pilot panicked when he realized that she noticed the device. So they apparently were both into the whole, you know, it'd be really hot and sexy, and I'll bet we could get away with it, is looking at people peeing and pooping. You freaking weirdos. How did you two end up together on a plane? Boy, there ain't one in a million person that wants to see that, and you two work together?
Please try to take care of the number twos in the terminal before we get on the plane, everybody.
Yeah, folks, we're running into just a bit of turbulence. So if you could take your seats and fasten your seatbelts, I'd appreciate it. And if the heavyset lady in the bathroom, I see you've just pulled down your underpants, if you could, if you could wrap that up as quickly as possible for your safety, we'd appreciate it.
So Ryan Russell, to get his name right again, claimed it was part of a new security measure featured on all Southwest flights. No, no, every flight's like this now. We need to see who's in the bathroom.
Make sure nobody's decommissioning the smoke detection device.
Southwest issued a statement as such. Southwest does not place cameras in the laboratories of our aircraft at this time. We have no other comment on the pending litigation.
Folks, a guy in the forward bathroom was having a little trouble getting a stream going, so if you could... because of the jostling of the plane. So if you could please refrain from knocking on the door, that will not help. That'll just further delay his urination. Thank you, folks.
The most amazing thing is he ended up with two people. Because all but like one out of a million people, if you told him, hey, you know what I did? You'd say, what is freaking wrong with you?
Right.
Not, oh, cool.
Can I see?
Good Lord.
Final thoughts with Armstrong and Getty.
Here's your host, Joe Getty.
Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. There he is, pressing the buttons. It's the fabulous Michelangelo. Michael?
Okay, I'm hoping that Marshall Phillips, a legend, father figure, and the best coworker I've ever had, will think of me tonight if the Nationals win Game 7 in the World Series. I don't know how much you bet, Marshall, but I do have a wedding to pay for.
Speaking of the devil, there he is, our esteemed newsman, Marshall Phillips.
Marsh. I just want to make it publicly known that I have turned my back on the Washington Nationals, no longer publicly backing the team, a shallow move, I admit, as I try to protect my financial investment in the great American Classic.
Marshall believes he has magical powers to control the outcome of the game. Positive Sean, our producer, final thought?
Yes, I'm feeling better than I have in more than a week, but I'm finding that sickness is often like moving, where the last 3% takes way longer than you were initially anticipating.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, true that. Jack, final thought for us?
Yeah, I was pretty disturbed by the number of texts we got today from administrators or school teachers talking about how out of control their school classrooms are and how they need this new technology to try to keep track of kids and everything like that. I find that troubling. Is that the way it is all across the country for the most part?
Yeah, it is troubling. Final thought, go to armstrongandgetty.com. We have posted, there's a link to the opinion piece in the WAPO that we were discussing and our response to it if you didn't hear that earlier. Love to hear your comments, your thoughts, your examples at mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com, or you can just respond to the tweet and comment on the tweet or whatever you like. That's armstrongandgetty.com. It's a serious thing, man. There are people who are really, really intent on, and they think they're in the right, on curtailing your free speech to craft the utopia of their imagining.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people to thank, so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com for all that stuff. See a laugh-out-loud new version of the California state flag, plus the various podcasts are there, hot links, the stories we talked about. All at armstrongandgetty.com.
We'll see you tomorrow. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's good.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to
rephrase what you're doing.
When I get done playing intramural football, boy, I'm thirsty, and I like to get drunk. And I do it at Cam's Bar. Come on down to Cam's.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.